The Vermont Garden Journal is made possible by Gardner Supply, offering earth-friendly and innovative solutions for gardens and landscapes in Burlington, Williston, and gardeners.com.
I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. This bulb has become one of the symbols of the holiday season. There are actually two versions, one originating in South Africa and the other in South America. While we call them all amaryllis, the one we force for the holidays is actually in the hippiastrum family. But enough botanical nomenclature. Let's talk varieties. Amaryllis bulbs have traditionally produced large single flowers in the red, pink, and white color range. But breeders have gone wild recently, and now there are unusual colored types with double flowers, striped flowers, and dwarf selections. Let me give you a taste of the varieties. Black Pearl features large, velvety, dark, reddish-black flowers. It's luscious. Apricot Parfait features a warm apricot color with white edging. Evergreen is a miniature amaryllis with small lime green flowers in abundance on small stems. Cherry Nymph is a dwarf red double that grows only 12 inches tall. Many of these produce 3 to 4 flower stalks with multiple flowers per stalk. To grow amaryllis, pot them up into a container slightly larger than the bulb, leaving the top of the bulb exposed. Water well and place the pot in a sunny, warm window. Flower stalks will form in a few weeks. Place wooden or metal stakes in to support the stalks because the flowers can flop over from all that weight. Pinch off spent flowers and flower stalks. Leave the strap-like leaves to make a nice ornamental houseplant throughout the winter. For the brown thumb gardener, there are even amaryllis that have colored wax on their bulbs. The wax seals in moisture so these can be forced into flower without a pot or soil. It's a no-brainer. Unfortunately for the bulb, after flowering they should be composted because they have no energy left to survive. And now for this week's tip, cut and collect wreath-making materials now, such as evergreen boughs, pine cones, and winter berries. Keep them in a cool location such as a garage or basement until you're ready to decorate. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about unusual holiday wreaths. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.